And we welcome you back. We're at halftime up here in Marquette, Wayne Stadium, in Northern Michigan. We're pleased to be joined. I can't believe I'm saying this, and it's almost basketball season next week. The men and the women have exhibition contests here at Wayne State. We're joined by head basketball coach Kerry Lohr. First of all, coach, thanks for joining us. Your 13th season. You're starting your 13th season here in Midtown Detroit. It's hard to believe. I remember your first, but it's hard to believe it's been 13 years, but how have things been going?
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Things have been progressing. It's definitely been a preseason learning season, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, you have seven newcomers into the program this year. We'll get to the newcomers in a second, but let's go back to the last maybe 6-7 months since we got back from that trip to Michigan Tech at the end of last season. What's the one thing that your program's been working at, other than bringing in all these new players, to kind of improve off of last year?
Well, just really continuing to, you know, have chemistry on the floor. We were fairly youthful last season, and you know, unfortunately, we've endured some injuries, and we might seem a little youthful right now. So early on, and I'm anticipating our newcomers stepping in and helping us out. We've really just been working on our team culture. Staying connected, making sure that, you know, we're in great shape, we're physically ready, and we're mentally ready. I have some great leadership and some of my returners, and I think that they're doing a nice job and, you know, leading the newcomers. I will say, you know, it's our goal to certainly become better defenders. We want to be better defenders and stay in the game and be able to defend without fouling.
Yeah, and we talked even up there at Tech last year before the tournament game that your big word was consistency, to try to play more consistent either that night or coming into this year. I would assume that's one of your big goals as well. You talked about the defense, that struggled at times last year. Your offense was there a lot, but just talk about consistency going into this season.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good answer right there. Let's talk about Becca Fugue, one of your top returners. It seems like Becca's been around for, I don't know, 10 years. I remember her making that layup at Ferris State before COVID, and that seems like a lifetime ago to beat them in that playoff game. But talk about Becca and her leadership coming back this season.
You know, it is really exciting for me to watch both Becca and Kate really, you know, look forward to the season, but also just see them grow and develop and mature over their time here. Becca's been here. This is her fifth year. Kate's been with me for four, although this will be, you know, her fifth year collegiately. So I'm excited for both of them. Becca has really spent a majority of the off season, though, in the nursing field. So she's had an opportunity here in Detroit to really get out and work her craft and gain some valuable work experience. So it's been nice to have her back on campus and back here with us in early September. And she's ironing out a little bit of the kinks, I think you would say, early, having not been with the team postseason or, you know, off season last year and obviously in the summer. But, you know, you can't take that away, that valuable work experience that our student athletes can gain here in Detroit. But definitely, she's ready to go. She mentally is ready to go. I think physically we've got to get her, you know, ready to play a solid 30 plus minutes. And, you know, Becca never takes a day off though. So if she wasn't with us, she was in her barn at home, doing something. So, I'm certainly going to enjoy this last year with her and Kate both. Becca is just one of those players for 5 years, boy, you never have to motivate her. She just shows up and works and has a smile on her face.
Absolutely. Becca, Kate MacArthur, who you mentioned, also Shea Tripp, your three returning starters from last year. Let's talk about Shea as well for a little bit. She shows potential at times, at least in my opinion, to be a player of the year kind of candidate in the league. What are you expecting from her now that she's going to be a junior this season?
You know, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Shea has the potential to be one of the, you know, leaders in the conference and someone that people have on their scouting report. She has really, really worked physically to get her body in shape and get herself stronger. I think her goal is to stay out of foul trouble. There's some things, you know, she just has a knack for the ball and, you know, thinks and wants to, you know, get a piece of it every single time. And sometimes she's a little risky in that. So, you know, if she's if she's, you know, stays focused and can stay in the game, we certainly are going to rely on Shay.
And let's talk about, I mentioned the newcomers a little bit earlier in the interview. There's seven of them combined freshman transfers. That's just the day and age in college athletics. Now newcomers aren't just freshmen anymore. A lot of transfers as well. Maybe not highlight anybody individually, but what are you expecting from all the newcomers coming into the season to fill the roles from the players you lost the last couple of years?
Well, you know, I know that it's going to be a learning curve for all of them. And we're prepared for that in terms of last year, bringing in two grad transfers, knowing that, you know, this was the class that we were going to invest in, and it was going to be a little bit bigger group. So I think our freshmen are, you know, I have three that are here every day working, you know, incredibly hard, trying to figure things out and find their way. And, you know, I have Annabelle Averall, Emily Holman, and McKenna Ferguson, and I really do think that all three of them are going to see some valuable minutes this season for us.
Talk about your coaching staff as well. Andy back for his second year, his daughter now on the team, as you just mentioned, and Christina Green as well. Talk about the coaching staff as a whole and what they bring to the table.
You know, everybody kind of has a little different approach from maybe their style and their philosophy. And I think each of my coaches kind of bring, they see things a little differently. And I think that that's really helpful for me. I mean, I rely on them, and sometimes they'll see some things that I don't see, or they'll make suggestions that, you know, I just hadn't, you know, I maybe hadn't had the personnel. So I put that idea aside, and now all of a sudden, oh yeah, we can do this. You know, our personnel has changed, and maybe we can play a little bit more up tempo and defensively. So I certainly value them and rely on them, and they've been a big help. But I think the nice part about it is they bring a different style, and I think that that's good for our team, where maybe one doesn't relate to an individual, somebody else can. And, you know, I really feel comfortable and confident that our players, all 17 of them, you know, between the three coaches, they have someone they can go to and, you know, just work with them on and off the court.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the first part of your schedule. You actually open up coming up on Wednesday at home, exhibition contest against Michigan Dearborn. And your first regular season game is November 10th, a Friday afternoon, down at Ashland. We used to know Ashland very well from playing in the GLIAC. They've won multiple national titles in the last 10 years, including last season. Talk about that start to your schedule. You're going to be thrown into the fire right away.
Right. Well, talk about playing the best, right? We're going to go down there and probably sit through their ring ceremony, I would think. I'm sure they'll have a full house. Yep. At Ashland. And, you know, nobody else, I guess, everybody else was smart enough not to say that they would play them, right? I just said, let's do it. You know, kudos to Kerry Pickens and all that she has done down there. And obviously, you know, even as a player, she was there under Sue Ramsey and really helped build that place, and it's very impressive. They play the game the right way, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll have a nice crowd there, but you know, we have a job to do, and you know, our job is to not worry about the ring ceremony or the banners being hung before opening tip. Our job is to go down there and compete and get better.
Absolutely. Well, you'll see where your team stands, that's for sure, after that first game. Coach, as always, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule. I know you're busy with game prep coming up here next week to join us. Carrie Lohr, our guest, the women's basketball coach here at Wayne State, in her 13th season, all-time leader in wins, and I don't know if you know this or not, but 8 wins away from 200 in your career. How does that sound?
Well, that's pretty exciting. 200 at Wayne State, anyway. I'm fortunate enough to kind of piggyback off of some of my head coaching experience at the JUCO. So it'll be those numbers. I'd like to see them grow. That's for sure.
Absolutely. I'm sure they will. Coach, thanks for joining us. Best of luck and go Warriors.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
That's head coach Carrie Lohr joining us here at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up after this, Wayne State and Northern Michigan right here on the Wayne State Warrior Basketball Radio Network.